It's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Tim from accounting plummeting down a 13-story office building in downtown Victoria. The Victoria Drop Zone returns Wednesday, September 10th at the Manulife Building at 1175 Douglas Street, between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. with roughly 50 participants expected to take part. The fundraiser challenges people to rappel down the side of the downtown landmark while raising money for Easter Seals BC and Yukon. Trevor Lau, marketing and communications manager with the organization, said the event is both a spectacle for passers-by and a life-changing opportunity for the families it supports. "Drop Zone is amazing," Lau said. "It's right in the middle of downtown, and you see people facing their fear of heights while helping kids and families with disabilities. It's something people remember forever." Easter Seals has been part of BC communities for 78 years, offering programs and services that support people with disabilities. Among the most well-known are the Easter Seals camps, including Camp Shawnigan. The camps welcome roughly 1,000 participants each year and have been running for decades. "Our campers come back with increased confidence, new friendships, and a real love of nature," Lau said. "The impact is incredible, and that's where the fundraising dollars go." Drop Zone is marking its 20th year in 2025, with events taking place across the province in Vancouver, Burnaby, Kelowna, and Victoria. Collectively, they've raised more than $16 million over the past two decades. In Victoria, the fundraising goal this year is $100,000, with about $30,000 raised so far. Participants commit to raising $875 each to secure their spot. Lau said the event is open to people of all ages and abilities, with past participants ranging from seniors in their 80s to people in wheelchairs. "We work with a team that adapts equipment so everyone can take part," he said. "It's really inspiring to see." The day-long event will also feature a live DJ, cheering sections, games, and food vendors along View Street at its intersection with Douglas. Costumes and superhero outfits are encouraged, and each participant even gets to choose a personal theme song for their descent. "We want it to be fun for the people rappelling and fun for the community to watch," Lau said. "It's about overcoming fear, celebrating inclusion, and supporting families who rely on our programs."